This week's parsha begins Ela told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamen. The question is, why the repetition of Noach's name? Ela told us Noach, Noach. The pasuk could have simply said, these are the children of Noach the tzadik. The second mention of his name seems superfluous. And furthermore, the parsha begins by extolling Noach's virtues. The Torah says, Noach ish tzadik tamen. Noach was righteous and perfect. So how many accolades are bestowed upon Noach? Two. The Torah describes him as a tzaddik and a tamim. Two distinct qualities. Two inherent qualities. However, later when Hashem commands Noach to enter the Teva, the Torah says only one of them. Boy ata b'chol beischa al ha-teva, ki oischa reisi tzaddik. Here, only tzaddik is mentioned, but not tamim. So Rashi is bothered by this discrepancy. And he quotes a Gemara Masechtas Erevin that says, from here we infer, Mikse shvacha shel adam b'fanav. Only part of a man's praise should be said in his presence. So since when Hashem commanded Noach to enter the Teva, he was speaking directly to Noach, he mentions only one of his virtues. However, when the Torah speaks about him in his absence, it lists both of them. The Pnei Menachem asks a very interesting question. Why does Rashi call it Mikse shvacha? Mikse means a small portion. But this seems inaccurate. It's not a small portion, it's half. If Noach had two praises, tzaddik and tamim, then saying only one of them isn't mikzas, it's chetzioi, it's half. And he gives a very beautiful answer. He says, there aren't just two praises of Noach. There are actually three. The Torah says, Noach was ish tzaddik tamim. Before he was a tzaddik, before he was a tamim, he was an ish, he was a mensch. Who else is called ish? None other than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But ish Moshe anav me'oid. Moshe, before he was the great Moshe Rabbeinu, he was an ish. He was a mensch. So actually, it's three praises versus one. And that is why Rashi says, mikse shvachai. Hashem mentioned only a portion of his greatness. One out of three. But perhaps we can say there are actually four accolades in this pasuk. Noach, ish, tzaddik, and tamim. In addition to being an ish and a tzaddik and a tamim, he was also Noach. He was pleasant. He was easygoing. He didn't stand on principle. He was always mevater. He was flexible. He was gracious. He was easy to get along with. Always with a gidvart. Always with a kind word for everyone. And this also answers why the Torah repeats his name, Noach, Noach. We can now read the pasuk as follows. Ela told us Noach, pause. And who was this Noach? Noach, ish, tzaddik, tamim. He was Noach, he was an ish, and a tzaddik, and a tamim. The Torah is extolling four virtues of Noach. And this is the lesson of Noach. V'noach matza chein be'enei Hashem. When a person is easygoing, when he's willing to yield and to compromise and to forgive, he finds chein in the eyes of both Hashem and the people. Noach, nun ches, are the same letters as chein. When you're Noach with others, when you're pleasant, when you're approachable, you find chein. Everyone wants to be around you. Everyone wants to sit next to you in shul, to live near you, be your neighbor in the bungalow colony, do business with you, be mashadach with you. So here's the secret to chein. Be Noach. Be easygoing. Be someone others enjoy being with. What's also fascinating is that there are only two people that are explicitly referred to as a tzaddik. Noach and Yosef. Chazal never call Avraham Avinu or Yitzchak or Yaakov or Moshe or David HaTzadik. Only Noach and Yosef were given that title. And why is that? So once saw a beautiful idea. It's because they both sustained the world. They saved the world from total extinction. Noach sustained all life physically during the Mabul, and Yosef sustained the world during the famine in Mitzrayim. So why is it, if someone saves the world, they're called a tzaddik? So it's a pasuk in Tehillim. And immediately afterward it says, Tzaddik Hashem b'chal derachav. So someone who opens their hand and sustains others earns the title of tzaddik. So since Noach and Yosef both kept the world alive, they are called tzaddik. And perhaps this isn't only materially, but spiritually as well. There are people who sustain the world today, not with food, not with their money, but with their emunah, with their Mesiris Nefesh, with their willingness to bear suffering with Ahava. They are Mekabel Yisurim on behalf of the Dar. They hold up the world through their emunah and mesiras nefesh. They are the hidden tzaddikim. They are the noyachs and the yosefs of our generation. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.